same thing in a beautiful tune.
Namo Nirnavantara.
Adi Shankaracharya, no? This was composed by Adi Shankaracharya. When he came into the scene, things were in a most distorted way. So he started rearranging, setting things. So many interpretations, you know, so many ways of approach. So he wanted to codify everything, bring out everything in a beautiful order. So when he started setting right one by one, one by one, one by one, probably he would have thought that people would get stuck with any of these things. Ultimately, the truth is beyond everything. So whatever we do should ultimately enable us to reach that speed. Ultimate. So in order to give us some clues about it, probably he must have composed this Nirvana Shankam. Ultimately, you know, all the nobles are removed. Conceptualization, everything is removed. And he was leading us from all these things to that.
So what is left after that?
When it is indescribable.
Indescribable.
Knowledge absolute. Awareness absolute.
Chidananda
Rupam Shivam.
So that means exactly Chidananda.
Awareness absolute.
And Rupa?
Form.
So that means?
Awareness. Awareness absolute.
So Rupa means form.
It's one form, you know, one form, not that form.
Oh, it is another meaning of form.
Yeah. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. I am that awareness absolute.
Awareness absolute.
Shiva means auspiciousness. So it enables the devotee or a seeker to move towards that. What else can we say? To move towards that. First of all, you know, the moment we come to the waking state, all the nobles come to us. So when it is not that, he has to remove one by one. It is not that, it is not this, it is not this, it is not that. And what is that? In the fifth shloka, he says, Aham Nirvikalpo Nirakara Rupo.
Can you translate that? Aham Nirvikalpo?
Aham Nirvikalpo Nirakara Rupo. I am immutable, devoid of form. Nirakara means devoid of form, formless. Omnipresent on account of my all pervasive nature. I am not even associated with the senses. I am not salvation, nor the knowables. That is important. All knowables can be put, you know, then you delete. What happens then? It can't be explained, you know. All the knowables put together, when it is removed, what happens? He is leading us to that.
Freedom from the known.
Eh?
Freedom from the known.
Freedom from the known. As J.K. said, freedom from the known. I am pure knowledge and blister. I am Shiva, I am Shiva. So we are slowly dead.
Is this one of his most mystical poems or many?
Anyway, this has been taught. We don't have it. Swami may be able to tell us something about it. Because after composing so many things, you know, he wrote commentaries on Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Prakarana Grandhas like Atma Bodh, Tattva Bodh, Vivek Chudamani, so many things. Then he knew India is a land of devotion, not merely jnana. So Shyamala Dandakam, Lalidasa Sanam, Ganagala Rastotram, so many, Bhadagovindam. Then temple worship you codified, sannyasa, how it should be done, 10 groups, everything he wrote. Finally, he must have thought, there is a very likelihood, a risk that people may get stuck up in any of these things. They should keep on moving, moving, moving. And probably then he would have composed this. Could that be, you know? Because all that, it's a tough job, you know. When you know something, to remove the knowable, it's the toughest job. But we have been promised by our sadhana, it will be possible. Now here when we chant Ram Nam, when we keep on chanting it, Papa says a stage comes when Ram Nam will be instrumental in arresting dissimilar thought currents, and we'll be able to concentrate purely on Ram Nam, That means we will be hearing the Ramnam when we are chanting mentally or silently, and the stage comes when it also stops. When it stops, what happens? It can't be explained. So that is why he said that. Probably we can put it in this way. We become aware. We become aware of the chanting. And the question comes, who is becoming aware and who is chanting? He is all silently chanting, not a vocal. So from the vaikari to, when we keep on chanting aloud, then next is mental, then the third one is silent chanting. Even in mental chanting, the lips will be there moving or the tongue will be moving. But in silent chanting, that will also not be there. So as we keep on chanting it, a stage comes when the awareness wells up, where the chanting is made aware of. Then the question rises, who is aware and who is chanting? Suddenly the chanting stops. Again another thought comes. Again we start chanting. So Papa says the gap will become more and more, more and more. The interval which started at the end of Ramnam chanting and the beginning of Ramnam chanting, it will become more and more. So Ramnam will slowly lead us to that, to the what he has described in the Vanshakam. All the nobles are removed from there.